The organizations say the purpose of the two-day workshop is to increase community involvement in and understanding of opportunities in Wrangell's Ranger District to create long-term timber projects. SEAC community organizer Jeremy Maxson says the two-day event, which begins November 29th, will focus on a wide range of topics.
The first day is focused on what does community collaboration with Forest Service decision-making and land management look like? How can we use GIS and mapping to identify resources on the island or the borough for economic development? We're going to talk a little bit about workforce development and the possibility of a high-value timber manufacturing curriculum in the high school and what infrastructure we need to do that.
He also says there will be a roundtable discussion about how the community would like to use the region's resources. Maxson says that includes timber, recreation, and fishing.
These are not new concepts, but there are a couple of major decisions that the Forest Service is going to be making soon. One of those is the Wrangell Island project, pretty large timber sale. And there's quite a bit of interest in the community to see that sale maximize local job creation and to provide wealth creation essentially in a sustainable way for as long as possible. Some of the conversation is going to be focused on that project.
He says he hopes the conversation will provide insight to the Forest Service as they develop the Wrangell Island project. Marianne Klinger also will be taking part in the workshop. Klinger has more than 20 years of experience with contracting. She previously worked for the Forest Service as well. Klinger plans to present information specific to stewardship contracting during the second day. She said she would like to dispel what she calls myths.
There are a lot of people who think stewardship contracting is really difficult or time-consuming, and so I'm going to kind of talk about those barriers that people have set up for themselves and how can we overcome those.
Klinger says understanding the stewardship contracting process could benefit Wrangell in the long term.
If we generate revenue from the sale of products, that revenue can stay right in the local community. With a regular timber sale, that revenue goes back to the Department of Treasury. So you keep your jobs local and you generate more money to spend on projects to achieve those land management goals.
The workshop is open to the public. Maxson says he expects local mill owners, government officials, and representatives from the Wrangell Ranger District to attend. The sessions, which are held at the Nolan Center Classroom, begin at 9 a.m. and end at 4 p.m. both Thursday and Friday this week. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.